Well, hello, Collective Table Podcast. We have hit our fourth week, and this week we have the privilege to focus on love. Our scripture for today is a simple one. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. As we begin our week reflecting on this big word, love, this verse reminds us that God poured love into creation before we ever knew him, making a world filled with beauty, wonder, and abundance. Every sunset, every ocean wave, and every bird song is a reminder of the love that brought everything into being. When we truly understand the depths of God's love for us, our love for others becomes not an obligation, but just a natural response. It's like a beautiful compulsion that flows from the abundance of our hearts. Healthy love begins with recognizing that we are deeply loved by God, just as we are. When we live in this truth, love is no longer something we have to force. It overflows from the wellspring of grace within us. One of my favorite mystics, St. Julian of Norwich, wrote this: "The greatest honor we can give the Almighty God is to live gladly because of the knowledge of his love." When we are rooted in this knowledge that Julian of Norwich talks about, love from others becomes a joyful expression of the love we have received. It might show up as a kindness to a stranger or patience with a difficult friend or family member, or care for a creation in climate crisis. Love becomes a reflection of our connection to God, a way of joining in the ongoing work of grace that began in the act of creation itself. The season of Advent reminds us that we were created in love, for love, and to love. Each small act of kindness, compassion, or care continues the love story God began when he created the universe. For your practice today, pray for someone you love. Imagine their face in your mind's eye. As you breathe in and then breathe out, imagine your breath sending love, joy, peace, and hope to them today. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, God who loves us, help us to know who we are because you love us the way we are. Remind us to find rest in knowing that you are among us and for us. Amen.
Hi, Collective Table. This season of giving is the perfect time to support meaningful conversations around progressive Christian faith. So if you've been enjoying the Collective Table podcast, we would be so grateful if you could just take a moment to make sure that you're subscribed on the platforms that you listen, or you could give us a rating, or even share an episode with a friend. Your support goes a long way in helping us to share inclusive and inspiring Christian spirituality with more people who are looking for hope and deeper connection. So thank you for being part of this community, and we couldn't do it without you.